I am Tony Silvera, and this is Little Devotional. You can check us online at littledevotional.com.
And today I want to teach you about building a personal altar. Now, before we start, I want to read a Bible verse in Genesis chapter 12, verse 27. And the Bible says, "The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, 'To your offspring I will give this land.' So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him." So we see here in the Bible that Abraham built an altar. Actually, he built different altars through his lifetime. There's three main altars that he built. I'll talk to you about it one day. But he built this altar. And it's very important for us to build personal altars. There's many people that build altars in their homes. I came from a Roman Catholic background, so I didn't have an altar, but some parts of the house, it seemed that it was an altar. Because my mother liked to put, a cross and an image of Mary and all these things. So I got used as I was growing up to see altars. So, and there's people that build all sorts of altars, depending on their background. So Roman Catholics will do a certain kind of altars, Orthodox Christian too. People that are into the occult and Wicca and things like this, they'll put a tarot and different things. But as Christians, we no longer build physical altars, usually, like this one. This is an Orthodox altar. So Christian Orthodox, usually they'll have stuff like this in their homes. So it's not what I'm talking about, but I wanted to mention this so you'll understand what is my message. Because today, the altar of God, it's inside of us. You know, Jesus Christ told us that he doesn't dwell in temples which are man-made, but he dwells inside of us. So it's very important that we build this personal altar inside of us. Now, if you want to have a part of your house where you do a small chapel that's up with you, you know, personally, I don't believe we should do it as Christians, but if you want to do it, it's up with you. But I want to teach you how to build this altar. And number one thing I want to tell you is the importance of humility. This is key. And I know many of you come to church for a long time and you heard messages about being humble and all this. But, you know, we can hear the messages, think we have humility, but there's something that can develop in our hearts that is called spiritual pride. In order to approach God, we need to have humility. And when we humble ourselves, God promises to hear and respond. And he never breaks a promise. It's good to know this. He never, never, never breaks a promise. You'll never find a time in the Bible when men humbled themselves before God and he did not heard or respond. If you want to build a personal altar, this is the key. Humility. Sometimes as Christians, we can develop a lot of pride and think, oh, now, you know, I'm an evangelical Christian, I'm a Baptist, or I'm a Pentecostal, or I'm a Lutheran, or I'm something. So I have more knowledge of who God is than an Orthodox or a Roman Catholic. I'm superior. And people think sometimes like this. I know how to do a better prayer. I know how to pray better. I know how to do this better. I know about deliverance. I know about casting out demons. I know about this. And spiritual pride can be developed in the heart of a Christian. And we need to be really humble if we want to have intimacy with the Lord. And the command is not to feel humble, not to praise humility, not to act humbly, but we need to intentionally humble ourselves. Now, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, in verse 14, this important verse of scripture, it says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray." So listen, these are two different things. Humble yourself and then after pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land.
I am Tony Silvera, and this is my daily meditation. Check for Little Devotional on the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com.